Fighter in Shas. We're in Bava Basa Daft Sadi Bay. Speaking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Va'amalso for all those who finished the fifth parak. And now we begin the sixth parak. Hamoche Peros. Zak the Heilige Mishnah. Hamoche Peros Lechaveros. Someone goes and he sells produce to his friends. Rashbam says, Stam, below perish im Lizria, im Lechila. It didn't spell out in the discussion whether or not it's being sold in order to plant or being sold in order to be eaten. Uzwan and the guy who bought it decided to go and he planted. Red says, Rishpam lokech. Ve lo tzamcha, and it doesn't start to grow. Doesn't grow, nothing happens. It feels like pishtan, even if it was something which was pishtan, which is normally used in order to go, it's usually sold in order to go and to plant flaxseed. Normal people go and they plant that thing, still, eno chaybach. Ryusan, listen, I sold this to you, not my problem. You decided to do something else with it. Maybe I sold it to you just to eat. You tried to sell it to go and to plant it, not my problem. He comes and he says that let's say you have garden seeds which are not usually eaten, they're not able to be eaten, they're only used to be planted, then if you're going to plant it, it doesn't work out, you're going to be chayev to, you know, pay back for it. This is assuming that's not, there's not another reason why something happened to it, like some other issue other than the issue with the thing itself. This is someone goes and he sells a shore, he sells an ox to his friend. But it's a nachan, it turns out this shore is a nachan, says Rashbam, itmar lekaman parech Allah mimastisen hilkach nakat lahach. The reason why it's over here, because the Gemara inside the Gimel is going to ask for my Mishnah on this. Mecca, so what happens now if you go ahead and you sell a shore, and it turns out that it's a nachan, says Rashbam, kodem mechira, vein royu, a nachan is an animal that always goes and and it's just goring things all the time. So you can't use it to go and plow because you're going to get gored by it. So the only way you could use it is to go and to slaughter it and then to eat its meat. So what happens? I bought it from you and let's say I wanted to have in mind to go and to plow, but it turns out that it's just gored and now I'm stuck. Rav Amarav says, Hareze mekachtos. This is a mekachtos, right? Because you're not able to use it and therefore the seller, you sold it to me, you got to give me back my cash money. Says, Rashbam, kevet v'nimsa, chometz v'had. Because normally these things are sold in order to be used to plow. That's the majority of what it's sold for. That's what Rav says, since the majority is sold to plow, like we're going to see in the Gemara, but the Rashbam points it, tips us off already. Therefore, you have to give it back to me because I can't use it to plow. Shmuel Amar is, no, what do you want from the, why, what do you want? You, Friedman, that me, Gav, you went, you bought this guy. Yochalomalo, the seller could say to you, what do you want from me? L'shchita mechartiv lach. I sold it to you in order to go ahead and to shecht it. Says Rashbam, demamona lo azvina basaruba. Because according to Shmuel, it says we don't go after the rove when it comes with money. El acher taina tovi. You have to have a good taina on, you know, to be able to deal with such a thing. And therefore, sorry, man, you lose that. It's your problem. But let's say, says Gemara, hold on a second. Why are we taking one approach over here? Let's just see. Let's take and see. I, the one who bought it, do I normally buy ox in order to shecht? If that's the case, then even Rav should be masking that it was being sold in order to be shechted. Therefore, it should be good. A good sale. Rav says mekachtos, right? Because the majority is used in order to go into plow. But let's just look at the guy and see what the guy does it for. If I normally go and use it to go to shecht, then it should be, that's what it's for, and therefore I lose that. And if I'm the type of guy who buys it for plowing, then it should be used for plowing, and even Shmuel be masking that the sale should be batal and mavutal, because what am I supposed to do with this thing if I use it to plow, and this thing is a gore. Says Gemara, I'll tell you what, we're stuck, because here we're dealing with the case, this is a type of guy who does both, he buys for both. He buys it in order to shecht, and he also does it to work the land. But why don't we just take a look and see what was the price, how much money was spent over there, right? We know that an ox that's used to plow is going to be more expensive than if you're buying one just to shecht, because usually a shecht, usually it's at the end of its reign, and before you go and get it, the end of its reign, so that's cool. I wonder if that's where it's come from, probably. Anyway, it's at the end of its reign, so therefore it... No, I think it means something else. Probably means like a kingdom, but this is reigns, like isn't reigns. Anyway, the point is, if it's something used for plowing, it's going to be more expensive than it's for shechita. So let's see how much I paid. Says Gemara, no, this case is a case we can't know because I paid the same amount. The price is the same. Let's look at the Eicher Bissa, where the cost of meat went up like crazy. and therefore the money can't be approved. For coming to me, right? It went up to the same value of how much is for plowing, so we got a stock. If that's true, then who cares, right? The value of the money is the same, so what does it matter if the sale is no good or is good or isn't good, right? Even if the sale is buttled, right, is knocked out, the buyer didn't lose anything because the ox that he got is exactly what he paid. So you wouldn't, what's the issue? Just go and sell to someone else or whatever it is. Says Gemara, nafkamina l'tircha. The question is, who has to be torech with it? Says Rashbam, but the bottom second last line, torech mechiras ashor l'shachto, the tircha of having to go out to sell the shor to now go and for shchita of limkar basar and sell the meat. Hilkach amarav hariz megachtos. He says the megachtos. Therefore, it's on the seller to deal with it. And then go ahead and give him back the money, and then he doesn't have to go ahead and deal with all that stuff. Says Gemara, hey chidami. What exactly is the case, right? In other words, we're trying to say that the Rashbam explains, in what situation is Rav going to say that it's a mekachtos, and now he has to go and return the money. Says the Rashbam, hey chidami. Has to go and give back the money. Beep, turn the page. If there's no money there, right? The seller doesn't have any money. Let's see, there's nothing left. So the buyer can't get it from him because he doesn't have any cash. Like, what do you want from him? I just don't have anything. Says the Rashbam. Why is Rav saying that return the ox? Let him hold on to the ox in place of the money that the guy owes him. Tamarinchi people say, Min Mari Rashvaseich Pari Afra, from someone who is in your debt, collect even chrefty stuff, even brand. Go and collect, says Rashbam, Parius, Subin, Shaveim, right? Collect brand to get paid. Right? So you go to the store, you want change, you go, sorry, we don't have any dollars, we only have nickels, dimes, quarters. Okay, I mean, they owe you the money, so you might as well take that so to make sure you get something. So let me just hold on to the cow. Says, going on, Lot Svicha, what do we need it? The Ikalit Salumi Mine, where there is money, the guy does have money to go into payback. So according to Rav, who says that it's considered Mekachtos, the buyer gets cash back. Okay, so Rav Amar, Harizim Mekachtos, back in the Gemara, Basaruba Zlin, because you go by the rove, go by the majority. Veruba Liradia Zavni, that's what we saw in the Rashbam in the beginning. And that is a majority of those that are sold, these animals are sold in order to plow. So the assumption is that the buyer didn't want to buy it just to shecht it, and therefore he gets his money back. Shmuel comes and he says, Kiazlin and Basaruba. He says, listen, even if it is Rov, we don't care, because Kiazlin and Basaruba, when do we go and we paskin according to Rov? That's Beisura in Yanim of Isser Veheter. Like, for example, says Rashbam, Kigon Tesha Chanuyas Mochos Basar Shchuta. If you have 9 stores that are selling kosher meat, and va'achas b'chayes basar nevela, one selling nevela. Damrina b'nimtza halachachar of the. If you found one, you go after the rove, the majority. Therefore, it goes there. B'mamona back in the Gemara lo, but we don't go according to rove when it comes to mamon. Says the Rashbam, ela acher hamuchzak im yeshlo shemtaina. Who's stronger? What's the taina that's being told over here? So therefore, Rav says we go by rove, and Shmuel therefore mekachtos, and Shmuel says we only go by Rov, by Isser, not by Mammon, and therefore, sorry, nothing doing over here. He doesn't have to pay him back. It stays as is. Now what we're going to do is we're going to see a series of back and forth trying to prove either Rav or Shmuel. Let's take a look. First, we have the Simon, and that is Simon Isha, the Eved, Shor, Shvarim, Uperus. Here we go. Meisvei. The first question is going to be a question on Rav. Rav says that we go by Rov, and this is a mekachtos, and therefore the guy gets his money back. I bought it, and then ends up being a short nogach. Right, that it's a nachan, it's whatever. Goring everywhere. I get my money back, mekachtos. So that's the Gemara. We know that we have a mishnah k'suvas. Ha'isha shenis almana onus garsha. If a woman, her husband dies, or gets divorced, And now she wants to get her ksuba. Right? She gets her ksuba. V'hi omer, she says. V'hi omer, right? Besula nisesi. I was married as a besula. Besula means a virgin, therefore her ksuba is 200 tos. V'hu omer, but the husband says, obviously we're talking about the live case, right? But the guy's alive. If not, then it's the Yarshim we're saying it. V'hu omer, he says, lo, kiela almana nisatich. That he says that he married her as a widow, and therefore, if it's an alma, it's a beula, and therefore the ksuba now is only 100 zuz, right? It says Rashbam besul nisaysi v'yisli matayim, amana nisaysich, and therefore vein lecha elam and lach alamana. Im yesh edim sheyatsa b'im numa. If there are edim that say that she went out of her father's house on the day that she got married, she went out with a veil, which was the custom to be done if she is a besula. Says Rashbam, she yatsa mi beis avia, beis baila. Kishen nichnasa luchap imuna is a kalsa diminamnima bei kalsa. Orosha perua b'shuk b'shas kenisa luchapa shekain derech anisuas besulos. Nisa besulos. So let's see again. Im back in the Gemara. Im yeshedim shiatsa b'imuna v'rosha perua. Or let's say her hair was perua, wasn't tied up. Then ksuba samasayim. That's going to be 200. Okay, that's a Mishnah. Now, why is it that we need to have that raya? So it's going to taima dig edim. The only reason why we accept her claim to say that she's a basula is because they have edim over there saying that she was that. Halek edim lo, which means if there wouldn't be any edim, then that wouldn't help her. Vamai, according to you, Rav, why the edim the issue? Lema halechach harov nashim, why don't go by the majority of women? And we know harov nashim besulos nisos. Majority of women that get married, they are besulos. Says Rashbam, rosh nashim shabaolam shenisos lebal besulos, and they're besulos. And levad daib mamona lo azlina basaruba must be because by mamon you don't go harov halecha muksa kishmol v'kashi lav and zakashi lav. Again, Rav saying that we go by rov even when it's not by mamon. Right, I'm sorry, even by mamon, right, even by mamon. So if you go by rov, then why do I need to aid them to say this? A majority of women are like this, so it must be the reason why you need them and aid them is because we don't care about the rov. Kasha and Rav. I'm Ravina. Ravina says, nah, we show him the ika the galameimar. We could say rov nush and basulos nisos and miot almanos. It's not, you're not going to Rav. Because we could say that, even though you're right, majority of women they marry when they are basulos, and only miyot when they're widows. The cholanis is basula yesh lakol. And also, we know that whenever a woman gets marries a basula, we know that that's the case. When a woman gets married, she's a basula, it's a big party, says Rashbam. Yesh lakol mitoch sheyesh simcha b'nisui basula neskarim b'ben eldim, people know about it. Vizu hol ve'en lakol. So this woman over here, she can't get her 200 zuz because of the rove of women, because it's not known about her that she is a besula. Right? She has no edom, that's the case. So Israel Aruba. Therefore, the rove now became weaker. So this is a particular case that in a really we do go by rove. But in this particular case, it must be that there was something lacking over here. She didn't have the edom. Therefore, pardon, she didn't have the kol that that's the case, and therefore Isla Ruba, the rove, becomes weakened as well, and that's the reason why. But in a normal case where there would be a kol, even though there's no edim, so then it would be everything would be good. So Rav is good and dandy. Says Gemara, what e kol and nisos besulos yishla and kol? What do you that every woman that gets married that's a besula, she has a kol? Like if that's really the case, then even when there's edim, we were going to say that the woman, she went with her hair, with the veil, untied. What is that going to help? With the less lakol, since she doesn't have a kol, sahadi shakranin. We're going to say that the edim are definitely lying, and we shouldn't believe this claim. But the Mishnah says that if a woman shows these edim, then we accept it, which means that this whole shtickel is wrong. Lav dafka kol plays a role over here. Ella Rovan. So then back to Hodja Kush Ladukta here. What's going on over here with Rav? Ella Rov, right? Because Rov should be enough. Why are you saying only with Adam? Ella Rov and he sells Basula Sishlam Kol. Majority of women who get married when they are a Basula, there is a Kol. Vizu and this particular woman, holy and look Kol, since she doesn't have a Kol, then she can't get this Ksuba anymore of 200 Zuz. Isra Laruba, this goes and weakens her roof. So like we said, generally speaking, we could say that the Mishnah is going to be maskim, that Rov is going to decide even with Mamon. But over here, we're not able to go in to deal with that situation because of the fact that she doesn't have a call, so it weakens the whole thing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. God willing, next time, continuing on with a with these Mishnas, Brasas, that's going to be actually a Brisa. It's going to bring a riot to Rav. We tried knocking him out. Now we're going to try to actually back him up. Until then, we're going to end over here. Wishing all y'all a great, great day.